There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And keeping our eyes on the weather out there as we've started off last hour with that severe thunderstorm warning coming out from the National Weather Service. It's this stuff that we're starting to get used to again. Rain. It's wild, isn't it? But we'll keep our eyes on it and give you a heads up. Obviously, be careful because the streets are wet. You get that? Tell you what's also wet, for a side note. I walked into a venue yesterday, and honestly, I almost went like Sean Sullivan on ice, because whatever floor cleaner they use, maybe it's been so long since it's been wet around here, and then everybody walked in with wet shoes, and it was like I was doing my version of a triple axel, and it was not pretty. All right, if he could have scored it, he probably would have given me a high score. It's my buddy Kyle Hamrick. He's with Lanyap, lanyapmobile.com. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Sean. Absolutely, I would have given you a high score for your triple Lutz.
I mean, it was one of those where whatever they were using on the floor, and they had the old Piso Mojado sign up, the wet floor sign. I saw that.
Right.
So I wasn't doing, crazy high-stepping turkey. But when I went to stop, I kind of kept moving. I kept sliding. Like, I was like, it was kind of cool.
I wonder if this is what the governor had in mind with her high-stepping comments.
Yeah, that's a high-stepping turkey. But I wasn't high-stepping like that, or like the Grateful Dead guy high-step. I wasn't high-stepping like that. I was kind of shuffling, but even still. So y'all be careful. Floors out there. Wet floors out there. All right. You're busy watching what so many of us in the state have been talking about right now. What's going on in Montgomery and the special election and the redistricting plan. Can you bring us up to date on what's happened today?
Right. So today, just within the past hour, the state house has given final approval to a plan that would hold a special election in two states. Senate seats in the Montgomery area if a court-ordered map is overturned in light of the decision in the Calais case. But the one that I've been really watching with interest, and the one that I think most people in this area have been paying attention to, is the one that is still being talked about in the state Senate right now on a vote of final passage. The plan to use an old congressional map for the District 1, 2, 6, and 7 races if the courts overturn the court-ordered map that we have now. That debate is still going on. This has definitely been a special session for the history books. I mean, mm-hmm. we had... plagues of flooding.
Yeah,
we had the plagues of
tornadoes. Let's paint that picture. If people didn't hear that discussion, let's paint the picture here. So, we've got a somewhat disassembled seat of legislature right now as they're getting ready to, the next session, they'll move in to the new place. But so tornado warnings go off, and so they have to go to the basement, right? If I remember this correctly. So they have to go in the basement. At that point, the basement starts flooding.
Yeah, there's water that's coming in, and there's a gas leak.
Sounds like a Bruce Willis movie.
Yeah, and in the midst of all this, our own Vivian Figures, state senator from Mobile, she fell out and had some sort of a health scare there during the midst of all this. And then we come in on Thursday, and there was a protest that blew up in the middle of a committee meeting. They were calling to end the Confederacy, end white supremacy. It's just been nuts. There's been a lot that's been going on. It's like something from the book of Genesis. It's truly some biblical proportions we're looking at here.
Yeah, some people would say maybe even Revelations, but I don't know.
Yeah, it just depends on which side of the Bible you start on.
Yep, that's right.
And that's it.
Yeah, and I read most books back to front. So we watch this going down, too, some of the intricacies. So we'll talk about the going back to what would be what the 2023 districts for, you know, let's talk about this here, AL1 and AL2 that would affect us. Not major changes, although I've seen some other maps bouncing around, but I don't know that they're not just, just out there for entertainment purposes only. So we go back to those other maps.
Right.
Then the question is, if y'all hadn't thought about this, we're voting on the 19th. So what does it mean if, like, somebody, either they're getting ready to vote or they put in an absentee and they voted for, they're in AL2 right now, but they could very well be in AL1, you know,
right,
when if this goes through, or the vice versa, somebody up in the Wiregrass who's in AL1 right now who's voted, and they might be back in AL2.
Right. Well, if the courts flip these maps and put them on the 2023 plan, then all of the votes that have been cast so far in the AL1 and AL2 races would be thrown out from the May 19th primary, and there would be a new primary vote held with all new votes cast for the same people, but it would just be in a different district. Like, two would go back to having like the southeastern corner of the state, the Wiregrass. AL1 would go back to having just Baldwin and Mobile, which the voters in those races would still see the same candidates on the ballot, but they would be in different districts, and they would have to court some different voters in the brief period of campaigning that I imagine would lead up to this special vote.
Yeah, also of interest, the donation thing was that if somebody is in AL2, so they've maxed out for a federal election, so what, 2,000, right?
Right.
And they maxed out to somebody who may not be on the ballot when they go back to vote, and they find somebody else they want to support, they can't because federal law, they've maxed out in donations for that campaign cycle.
Right.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of money that's been thrown around in these races. There always is, and that would just be money that would just, I guess would just be some wasted money at that point, you know. And also, don't forget, this special election in 1, 2, 6, and 7 would cost just about $4.5 million from the taxpayer.
Shoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, to think about the advertising. If people pay attention, while there's tons of political advertising going on here at FM Talk 106.5, the AL1 and AL2 stuff has slowed down. It's slowed down not just with us. And it's them going, okay, we keep advertising the place that for sure will be AL1 or AL2, but those other areas, you may want to keep your powder dry to see what happens here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we've got Congressman Fitzfigures is running unopposed for reelection on the Democratic side. Hampton Harris is his only challenger on the GOP side. Those are going to be on the ballot in November. But for one, we've still got to decide who's going to be on the GOP ticket for that race.
Mm-hmm.
We got Jerry Carl, Joshua McKee, Rhett Marcus. We've still got a race to run there. And, for Rhett Marcus, he's a Wiregrass guy. He's from here, but he lives in the Wiregrass. He represents the Wiregrass in the State House. If the district were to go back to Mobile and Baldwin, he could lose a good chunk of his voters from back home.
Yep.
to homegrown guys here, Jerry Carl and Joshua McKee. So it's definitely going to be one to watch here. I mean, we're gearing up for more wackiness coming down the line here. The wackiness doesn't just stop in Montgomery at the end of the day this afternoon. It's going to keep going.
No, and it makes it does make it interesting to do what I do for a living when things are, they're changing and people will ask these questions fairly enough, like, okay, you just answered the one about your votes, if you absenteed in or whatever, that those, if redistrict wouldn't be counted in those redrawn districts. Also, this idea that if there was a runoff, there wouldn't be a runoff, right? I mean,
right.
So if somehow this ended up being in the redrawn districts, there was a runoff, they would just give it to the person with the more votes, right? You wouldn't do the normal rules.
Right. That's right. There'd be no runoff. Whoever has the most wins. So if that's a most by one, a most by 1,000, that's who wins.
This is a lot of new stuff. Yeah. I mean, this is a lot of new stuff going on here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's, the no runoff thing is definitely a very unusual part of this whole thing.
And I want a lot of more I want to talk about, but the concrete's not dry on this, so we'll probably be talking about this in the rear view, maybe by next week at this time, as get this thing done, and we'll see. Then everybody can start critiquing, and the lawsuits can start, because no matter what happens, the lawsuits are going to come.
Somebody's going to sue. There will be plenty more to talk about here, and of course, we still have to wait to see what the courts are going to do about all of this, because we can pass these two bills, which we've got one left to pass now at the time that we're speaking, but those bills don't go into to effect, those new primaries don't go into effect unless the court overturns these maps. So that could come next week, next month. I mean, they don't have a hard timeline that they have to follow here. It's just up to their judicial whims.
In the meantime, they can keep up with this online. I mean, the paper out on the streets now. We could talk about that. But this kind of stuff, y'all, this is why the website's important to go there, because this news is changing by the minute.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We are updating that puppy all the time, and you can only see the great stuff that we're doing, all of it, on lanyapmobile.com.
All right. How do they get signed up?
Absolutely. Head to, of course, lanyapmobile.com. Find the subscription menu. Choose the one that works best for you. And after you do that, don't forget to go to votenappies.com.
Oh, yeah.
And vote for your favorite people, places, and things once a day, every day, until the end of the month.
I'm glad you reminded me to remind everybody. Yeah, y'all go vote in the nappies. And Kyle, keep it up. I'll keep watching and refreshing over at lanyapmobile.com.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
All right, there he goes, a man, Kyle at Lanyap, and we'll get to your text. Believe me, I saved him. We'll get to him when we come back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 125 FM Talk 106.5. Check in with my buddy David McCrary here on a Friday. And if you're coming out over the weekend, let's talk some new inventory. What you got on the lot?
Well, everything that we were talking about came in last night. I'm out here putting the, as you call them, the red light stickers on everything. the Titans here, the Explorer, the Ram truck, all good-looking, nice vehicles. Toyota RAV4 hybrid, all-wheel drive. It's got a roof rack and sunroof. A Jeep Wrangler Unlimited. Got another Palisade just came in today, a 2022 Limited. It's loaded up, leather guts and everything. So we've got a great inventory.
I love it. And, we were talking about the other day, because I'm looking at a truck with you, and look at that QR code, too. So if somebody comes out, maybe when y'all are not on the lot, and they see one of those vehicles they're interested in, they take a little screenshot there, get the QR code, and get every bit of information on them.
Yeah, just turn your camera on and, shine it over the QR code, hit the button, and it takes you right to the vehicle page itself, so you can get the Carfax and any of the maybe if it's locked up and you can't see inside and you want to know if it's got Apple CarPlay or this, that, or the other, it should tell you.
All right. It's right there. It's online. It's high tech, and it's LCM Motor Cars. All right. If people want to find you in person, where are you?
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. Third red light on the left. Give us a call, 251-375-0068, or go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com.
Hey, thanks, David.
Hi, buddy. Have a good weekend, Sean.
You too. There goes David at LCM Motor Cars. And let's get to some text here. It's going to take a while to work our way through this, but I'm going to catch up here. Let's see. Summerdale Tony said, you'll never make sense of, and this is from, I guess, last hour. Yeah, you'll never make sense of any of that stuff, Sean. They do it on purpose, so you can't make sense of it. It's just confuse and brainwash their own low IQ voters. Let's see. Squirrel Vereen said, the likes of liberal DEI texter are the biggest and most oppressive modern-day racists. I used to know a bunch of them, and they aren't the ones now claiming to be so loving and anti-racist. They talk about blacks being self-hating tokens, yet they demand that self-hatred of their fellow white people. They can say they don't like white. They can say they don't like white, embarrassed to be white, etc., and call that being progressive, but they are comfortable saying that condescending about minorities not fitting in their boxes. Let's see. This is Joe. Okay, Joe, up next. The mere fact that it's being discussed as black or white districts shows who's racist. I wasn't voting age until the early 70s and recent being forced to atone for sins of the past. The fact that it was done by Democrats and Republicans are somehow left holding the bag is insult to injury. If B-Dark says, if Orange Beach is worried about concerts, wait till they bring in the casinos. I don't think that's happening. We'll always keep open to this. Okay, more discussion about the Orange Beach thing from unnamed texter. Says, it's always the newcomers that want to stop everything. After they get their little piece of the island, we call them bridge burners. They want to burn the bridge after they cross it. Yeah, it's like, it's just interesting watching it from a distance, right? That it's always like, now that I'm here in whatever community, now stop. Anybody coming in? Like I said, I just remember what it looked like, and so many of y'all remember it, late 70s, I mean, Frederick, right before Frederick, and even after Frederick for a while, what it looked like down along the beach. It was, there was what, Cotton's, Merge Kid, go to the Outrigger, like I said, to buy candy and Sidewinder spoons. There was, where was the place? There's like a general store kind of. I remember, I was young enough, I remember places that I could get candy. It was back towards Canal Road. And that was about it, right? Oh, it's Shirley and Wayne Supper Club. Yep, that was there as well. And then look at it now. It'd say no to Dolly Parton? My gosh.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 1:35 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Friday. Hey, thank you, Don. Just gave us a heads up here too. I-65 northbound, just above the 158 exit, pretty much shut down to a vehicle accident with injuries. So once again, northbound 65 up at the 158 exit. So that, you know, your first Saraland exit shut down due to a vehicle accident with injuries. Also, I know they got a text earlier from Jim in Georgetown, said he drove through that storm. He said basically very little wind they're talking about, but tiny pebble-sized hail, enough to rain to make the car in front of me disappear. Ditches are full and flowing. I heard Dr. Bill reporting today about golf ball-sized hail as well. That'll take a ding out of a vehicle. Ouch. Motorman said, vote for Wayne Dean, also known as Chief Slack in the Nappies. Vote, vote, vote. Yes, as always. And speaking of that, too, we talk about, you know, voting in the Nappies in the media section, but there's all kind of other things to vote for. And I want to point this out today, too. I would have pushed for your vote today in the Best Mobilian right now for John Young. Yes, it's John. Happy birthday, John. We'll see you tonight. Mr. Mobile, a lot of y'all know John Young. It's his birthday party tonight. So don't call me early tomorrow morning. But yeah, John's up for Best Mobilian right now, so you can check that out. Let's see, the trying to get caught up here a little bit. It says the bottom line is the way our current districts are drawn don't represent the people of our area. I don't like that stretch, the state line to state line. It's tough to be able to, I think, be engaged with the need. And you could say, well, we farm here and they farm in the Wiregrass. Yeah, but there's a lot of different issues here. Let's see. Chris in Orange Beach says, hey, brother, what you're not realizing is you're displaying a true politician in those that are complaining about the way it always was. To tell the truth, they never speak out of both sides of their... They never tell the truth, they speak out of both sides of their mouth. And then says, it was called Gulf Shores, that after Frederick. Yeah, it is interesting, you know, the people... I get it, people have... And I love local government because your voice is heard most loudly, I think, at a local level. But they're pushing back against the Dolly Parton entertainment place, you know, the pirate theme, whatever, dinner and a show. And... Like John Sharp was talking about, there are people that have been there for like 8 or 9 years saying, you know, this is enough growth. And I just think about the people that are longtime Baldwin County people, South Baldwin, going, you know, we were saying that when y'all came in. You know, that's is interesting. All right. Let's see. This is about the census. Unnamed texter said, Sean, technical question about the census. This lady stopped by the bait house during the last census looking for a 50-person community to count. It ended up being the cemetery behind Big John Church on the north side of Bates Lake Road. I know where that is. Would all the small black cemeteries add up in the census to change voter lines? Just a thought. I don't know. Well, the census, you'll have the next one 2030, right? All right, here we go. So these, they're gonna, and we're gonna get to the phones. I got people holding, but I gotta take these. The people are upset about my commentary about the sins of the past here. Well, you know, I said I live in 2026, but if you want to discount, you know, what happened in history, that's inaccurate. The Jim Crow South. You talk about poll taxes; all those things really happened. My problem is it's being thrown out now in 2026, acting like it's par equivalence, and it's not. Texter said, I said something, it says, you say you live in 2026, however, you bring up the sins of the past, you're a hypocrite. Then hypocrite with lots of exclamation points. With the power of the microphone. It's a, yeah, it's a job I have, man. Said, and the airwaves, still a hypocrite. You're the one who brought up the sins of the past, but when someone sets you straight about the past, you go on to say you live in 2026. What are you talking about? When the majority of the men that fought for the South didn't own a slave, they did not fight for slavery, they fought for states' rights. Quit glorifying Northern aggression. Oh, boy, we could just do the rest of the show on this. All right. Here we go. Lost cause stuff, right? If slavery was not, so it's not about slavery. Confederate states seceded to do what? Preserve slavery. Now, were there other issues in it? Sure. Dominant one was slavery. It was the backbone of that economy they were not going to let go. And so many men fought for the Confederacy that did not own a slave. Absolutely true. You're 100% right. But they were fighting for the states that had economies supported by that. These are one of these days I love when I'm getting it from all sides. And then DEI Texture says, this current MAGA party is a culmination of George Wallace Democrats taking over the Republican Party. To use one of your phrases, they just switched from commission to omission. Lee Atwater would be proud of his Southern strategy is complete. It's not overt anymore. It's all dog whistles with a smirk, wink, and a nod. It's a political version of bumping someone's elbow into their face and tell them to stop hitting themselves. Your experience out there, but it's just obviously different than mine. It's actually different. We go to the phones. Let's see. Clint in Baldwin County. Hey, Clint.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, I tuned in for a few minutes during the first hour, and you were talking about that redistricting stuff. So you may have already covered this, or somebody may have already mentioned it, but have you referred back to the 600-page opinion by the three-judge panel on the 2023 map?
I haven't talked about it. I mean, we have talked on the show about the last time they took this in front of the court. Yeah, and they tried to, you know, Attorney General going and presenting a case that did not fit with the courts, made the court quite angry.
And do you know why?
What's your take on it? I've got my opinions, but I think it was ham-fisted in the way it was done. That's my overall.
Well, it's not my opinion. I mean, it's if you quote them, they said, I mean, a 600-page opinion that said it was an intentional effort to dilute Black Alabamian voting strength.
Right. So then we'll go back to the key on that. So we're good. But the VRA says you don't use race. And I asked this question, Clint, earlier. If there was a white representative in AL2 and AL7 that was Democrat,
I'm asking about the actual
and I'm asking about
opinion.
This. So the court's opinion
want to
says
back
what?
To the 2023 maps that a three judge panel,
and
two
then
of
the
which
Supreme Court
judges,
Supreme Court overrode the lower court and their interpretation of the VRA. Is that true?
I get it. I'm talking about what's happened in Alabama.
Yes, and we are one of the states.
2021, when it did go to the Supreme Court, they said, no, go redraw your maps. They redrew the map in 2023. And I'm talking, if you've given any credence to the 600-page report that pretty much slammed what these legislators were doing.
100%
did. In diluting the black vote.
But then it goes back to that exists, that 600-page report. But then when we have the interpretation from SCOTUS that says VRA, you cannot use race. In the Calais case in Louisiana, you cannot use race to draw districts. So that negates...
But they did that in 2023.
Okay, and in 2026...
And the courts clearly said you cannot do that because that is essentially racial discrimination.
And then in 2026...
So that's what we're dealing with, and Clint, now they want to go back with SB1 and go back to that 2023 map. And they've got an excuse with Calais by saying, okay, we're not racially discriminating anymore. We're politically discriminating. But it goes back to that...
Okay, so let's take it back to there and say, that's a lower court's ruling. So does the Supreme Court call the law of the land?
Ultimately, I believe they do, yes.
Okay. So, if you like it or not, and it affects conservatives, it affects liberals, that decision makes, but the Supreme Court settles on the law of the land. So, what a lower court said in a previous ruling is overturned by what the Supreme Court says, specifically for Louisiana.
But the Supreme Court didn't have anything to do with that, the Alabama case. They expressly said, we're not dealing with the Alabama case.
But the things
they
said about Louisiana...
If they want to push this legislation to get back to the Supreme Court, that may be their intent. But even that three-judge panel in 2023 said, you basically, ignored us once. If this isn't clear enough to have you ignore us again, I don't know what will be. And guess what? They're ignoring it again.
I think they're being a little wiser on this. And the last time they really SCOTUS said this is you can't use race.
I know, and so now they're
so
going
you
back
want
and
them
saying
to use
we're not
race.
Using race, we're using political discrimination.
Which is fine.
A different name.
Democrats are doing that all over the country.
Not the what if, Sean. I'm dealing.
It's not
with
what this. If. It's what happened, Clint. It's not what if. It's reality. There's not part of the VRA that says you cannot politically discriminate. There's nothing there.
You'll do anything to get off that 2023 ruling, won't you?
Well, I just talk about what's current in 2026. Why do you want to? Why are you sticking
current,
with 2023 and it's now been
current,
overturned?
Listen, what is current in 2026 is that they are going back to that 2023 map. That's a fact. And they're saying, okay, it's not racial discrimination this time. It was back then. This time it's political discrimination because Calais gave us that freedom to say so.
Okay.
And so what is the point? Like,
what do you mean, what is the point?
Why not just wait until 2030? What are you trying to accomplish? You already
they're
have
doing what
majority.
Every other party does, man. The Democrats try to take advantage. Republicans try to take advantage.
It
it's a political
it right.
game. But
I'm
it's
so
a political
sick of
game.
People saying somebody else is doing it, so we got to do it.
But,
it doesn't make it right.
But you're coming at the idea of like you're asking me why they would do that here in Alabama. So you set up for that answer.
I know why they're doing it.
And in your opinion, it's absolutely because of the amount of melanin somebody has in their skin, not about the politics of Republicans versus Democrats.
It is in Alabama. And because of the 2023 decision, it's clear as day. And if you
do you think once again, back to my question, if there was a white Democrat in AL2 and AL7, no, stop.
Question.
It's not a stupid question. It's brilliant. You're stupid.
To avoid that 600-page.
What do you mean I'm doing to avoid it? I'll let you talk about it, but you won't answer this question. If it's not, if it's about people's skin color and not about politics, and I'm not some Republican operative, I'm not a card-carrying member, but I'm looking at what's true. If it was a white Democrat in AL2 and AL7, they would be going to redistrict those as well. Do you agree?
That's a hypothetical.
Do you agree?
I'm only dealing with what actually happened.
Okay, but you don't want to deal with what SCOTUS did with the Calais case.
I am dealing with that, and they specifically excluded Alabama from that ruling.
Yeah, and they're going to hopefully take away the timeout that Alabama's in. But once again, they would be trying to redistrict. And listen, I think you might even get better politics in this world if all districts were purple. Okay, I think you get more interesting candidates. But if there was a white Democrat in AL2 and AL7, they would redistrict them too.
Why are you dealing with this? I'm dealing with what actually happened.
Because I'm trying to prove a point to you, Clint, that you seem to be too thick-headed to hear.
No, I hear it, but that's a hypothetical. And you know it's hypothetical.
And your hypothetical is you know what's in the heart of every person in the GOP that's redistricting, and they're doing it because they're going to get those black people.
I know what's in the 600-page opinion, and they looked at that 2023 map, and they said y'all are intentionally discriminating by race. Period, paragraph, amen. That's what happened.
What happens
and
to
now,
the people?
And now in 2026, they want to go back to that 2023 map. Period, paragraph, amen.
Yeah, without,
that's what happened. And hypotheticals, no what ifs. That's what happened.
Okay. So, hey, listen. So now we're dealing in reality of 2026.
Yeah.
And if they don't remove the injunction against Alabama, your argument is correct. But if the injunction is removed against Alabama, it's not a hypothetical. They can move that because they're doing exactly what the other states have been given the green light to do. You just are assuming that it has to be. It's about Republicans want to win in a Republican state, the same way any of these parties, these groups out there, want to win for their team. And we talk about this being...
I'm not denying that. Obviously,
okay,
obviously they want to win.
Bingo. They want to win. It's not about... The skin color.
Again,
the skin color ends up being
going back to maps that a court said they racially discriminated against. I mean, why do they want to win that way? Why? Here's my thing, I told one of the legislators this: just wait till 2030. You've got a supermajority. You're getting done what you need to get done. Wait till 2030 and do what you need to do at that point.
If somebody told you the flip side, hey, the law is going to be on your side, but you need to wait until the next census, even though you're not bound to, if this injunction is lifted, you don't need to wait till you don't need to wait till 2030. What would you do? You'd wait till 2030.
Is the injunction lifted?
No, but this is the whole plan. But Clint, you don't understand that this doesn't go through if the injunction's not lifted. Do you think they should wait for the injunction to be lifted and then go in, or you're bothered that they're doing this beforehand? If the injunction's not lifted, it's not going anywhere.
Okay. I don't see any need to rush it through. I really don't. They've got a supermajority. They are getting done what they need to get done.
Oh, I would disagree with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you think our legislature has been efficient with their time?
No, I don't, but
okay.
Do they have a supermajority?
Yeah, this is
okay,
one of the laments.
Why aren't they being efficient? I mean, that's not my fault.
It's not my fault either, but I mean, I pointed out they aren't.
Well, then don't reelect them.
Yeah, well, there you go. We found some common ground. If you don't think...
Just don't try to rewrite history.
I'm not... You're trying to rewrite history.
Go back to the court case. Okay?
You're trying to rewrite history saying that 2026...
Nothing I've said has tried to rewrite history.
And nor have I. With that, go to the news. Thank you. I appreciate that. I do appreciate quite a differing opinions. Wrong, but... differing opinions. Right, news is next. Be right back. 251-343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, here's alert. I would even say this would be a public service announcement. Not officially. if you're listening, FCC, not officially, but don't get yourself in a pickle. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. I mean, 2 days away from now, a day and a half away from now. Don't end up giving mom some beef jerky and an icy for Mother's Day. Go see my friends at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And Anna, here to tell us more. Y'all are, we got to, 4:30 today to get by? What do you got gift-wise for us?
Well, we still have plenty of jewelry. We have the engravables. I don't know if I'll have time to engrave them, but you can still get something, an ounce of silver with something mom-themed for Mother's Day. There is the Forever Roses. It's a real rose that's basically frozen in time. They've dipped it in lacquer and gold-plated it really pretty. There's different colors and designs and things in that. Jewelry is always an option, or if your mom is a coin collector, you know, because we have some of those moms that do collect coins and paper money and stuff and love it.
How are you looking on Open-L knives?
Open-L knives are looking good. There's gardening sets on those.
Explain that, because people hear us just talk about knives, and I've given these sets before. Some of these things come multiple knives, multiple tools in a nice box with a, you know, it's good for gifting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these are, I've had my Open-L knife for years, and I still use it every day, so to open packages, but, you know. But still, I mean, they have outdoor knives, they have regular knives, and I've recently acquired some pink and purple colors, perfect for Mother's Day or, you know, lady type of thing knives.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now you've given them ideas. Tell them how to find you.
We're at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile. You can find us on Facebook or on our website, mobilebaycoins.com, or you can call here at the shop and talk to me personally. Phone number is 251-725-1590.
Hey, thanks, Anna.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, there goes Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Now we will lightning round, trying to get to as many of these texts as I can. Jason said, Sean, who will get more voter traffic, the May 19th primaries or the nappies? Jason, it's probably going to be the nappies. Jason goes on to say, do we need to throw in best pizza place on the ballot to get folks interested? Probably would. There's a lot of truth in what you just said there, Jason. Ella says, is it full moon time? Some textures seem to be off their rockers today. Now, maybe it's just the rain. Now, we got next full moon's, what, the end of this month? Yeah, I've been looking at trying to get a speckled trout fishing trip together. Let's see this from Larry in Daphne. All this argument over why the South fought voting districts, we're forgetting the real cause. The aliens who seeded the human race with racism have now become a Dolly Parton clone to bring about bad family entertainment to Orange Beach. Stop the northern aggression that was created by the aliens. We need to partner with AI to create Skynet and the Terminators to protect us from the eventual predators that are gonna come hunt humans after they've abducted Chuck Norris. So he didn't die, he got abducted. Larry, that's a beautiful text on a Friday. Motorman says, I think Clint has a case of Democratic derangement syndrome. Terry says, shut that ignorant Clint up. Using race to draw boundaries is now illegal. Using politics to draw them is constitutional. And I don't, like, I enjoy Clint's conversation. I disagree with him, but I enjoy, you know, having a debate with him. Gene said, first it was in the history books. Now it's voting. All I needed to know going back to the originalist idea and consider Africans two-third persons, and leading this is Clarence Thomas. Wow. Do you think that's what he's pushing for, the two-thirds? Which was, okay. Is Clint related to Ricky? Is he from the movie Half? But he's not. He's a smart guy. He's just wrong on these things. But yeah, so people are like, well, who's he associated with? He's not. He's a homeboy. I know the person. He's not AI. He's not from another place. I invite him to call back in. You too. And we'll do it again on Monday. Oh, by the way, speaking of fishing, join me tomorrow for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Bobby Averscotto is going to stop by. Paul Feinbaum right now.